Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz, and today we will be studying Sefer Divrei Hayamim Bet, Perek Yud. So King Shlomo has died, as we learned yesterday, and now his son Rechavam, which was the last pasuk, the last words of Perek Tes, is going to be king instead of him. Rechavam is soon going to run into trouble. Excuse me. Rechavam is about to run into very big trouble. Perek Yud, Pasuk Aleph. Vayelech Rechavam Shchema. Rechavam went to Shchem. This is King Shlomo's son and the heir to the throne. Ki Shchem ba'u kol Yisrael hamlich oso. Because all of Israel had come to Shchem to crown him in a coronation ceremony. Now, Rabbi Adin Steinzelt points out that Shchem was an especially important city for the children of Israel. It was the first place held by the patriarchs in the land of Israel. And he refers us to the beginning of Lech Lecha, Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Vav in Sefer Bereishis. And in fact, listen to this. Where is the first place Avram went? Pasuk Hei tells us, Perek Yud Beis of Bereishis, Pasuk Hei. Vayetzu lalachas Arza Kanan, Vayevo Arza Kanan, Avram and Sarai and Lod and all their possessions arrive in the land of Canaan. Pasuk Vav, Vayavar Avram Barz Ad Mekom Shechem. Mamish, the first place that Avram reaches when he goes to the land of Canaan is Shechem. So here, all the nation has arrived in Shechem to appoint Rechavam as king. Rabbi Dean Steindot says that Shechem is very important. It occurred to me that Shechem plays another very important role in the book of Bereishis, and that is specifically in regard to the sale of Yosef. And Perek Lamed Zayin of Bereishis, after Yosef has his dreams, and he dreams of Hamaloch Timloch Aleinu, Hamashal Timshal Banu, he dreams of Melucha, and he dreams of Memshala. And one day the Pasuk says, Bereishis Lamed Zayin Yud Beis, Vayelchu Achav Lirot Etzon Aviyam B'Shechem. Where do the brothers go to shepherd their father, Yaakov's flock, specifically in Shechem? And Yaakov says to Yosef, Halo Achecha Roim B'Shechem, L'chava Ashalachach Alein Vayom Melochim. And Yaakov calls Yosef and he says, your brothers are in Shechem with the sheep. I want to send them to you. Vayomer lo lechna re'ei eshlom achecha ve'eshlom hatzon v'ashiveinu davar v'yushal cheyum emek chevron v'yavo Shechema. So we see that Shechem is also very, very important in the story of Yosef and the brothers, perhaps a foreshadowing of Shechem is such an important place. It's the first place that Avram went to when he arrived in Eretz Canaan. We see here that all of Israel gathered in Shechem to anoint Rechavam as king. There is something very special and elevated about Shechem, and perhaps this is why the story of Yosef begins as he departs to Shechem, a foreshadowing of the fact that he would ultimately become a sort of king, if you will, viceroy, over the whole region, and specifically over his brothers as well. Now, what happens? Pasuk Beis, I'm going back to Divrei Hayamim. Vayehi kishmo Yeravam ben Nevat, and it was when Yeravam, the son of Nevat, heard, Vahu b'Mitzrayim, and he was in Egypt, asher barach mipnei Shlomo HaMelech. So you have somebody named Yeravam ben Nevat, and because of King Shlomo, he ran away to Egypt. Vayashav Yeravam b'Mitzrayim, and Yeravam ben Nevat hears that King Shlomo has died, and that Rechavam is being appointed king. He returns from Egypt. What is going on here? Rabbi Adin Steinzelt writes, it is related in the Book of Kings in Sefer Malachim that Yeravam was an officer who rebelled against King Shlomo and apparently criticized him harshly. The king, meaning Shlomo, pursued him and possibly attempted to imprison him. But Yeravam fled to Egypt. The Egyptians granted him asylum, perhaps in order to preserve a balance of the power among the Israelite leaders. So Yeravam returns and they're going to give an ultimatum to Rechavam, the new king. I was thinking that it's very interesting. I believe we did mention, that names are very significant in Tanakh. Rechavam. Rachav Am. The purpose of a king is to broaden the nation, broaden the interest of the nation, the stability of the nation, the wealth of the nation. So Rechavam, the son of Shlomo, his purpose was Rachav Am, to broaden the nation, and he was the son of the man of peace. As we will see, it doesn't exactly work out, but that is what it is supposed to be, the goal of the king, Rachav Am, to broaden the nation. Vayishlechu vayekulo vayavo Yeravam v'chol Yisrael vayidabru al Rechavam lemer. So the leaders of the people people sent a summons to Yeravam to serve as their unofficial representative. And Yeravam and all of Israel came and they spoke to Rechavam, the son of Shlomo. And what is their specific complaint? Pasuk Dalet. Avicha hiksha es uleinu. Va'ata hakel me'avodas avicha hakashai u'me'ulo hakaved asher nasan aleinu v'na'avdecha. We will worship you. We will accept you as our king. We will not have any dissent. The kingdom won't be split into Malchus Yisrael and Malchus Yehuda. But there's a condition. Your father taxed the people very heavily. Your father, King Shlomo, had so many extensive construction projects throughout the kingdom. Even though, as we learned, King Shlomo had a great deal of gold from external sources, nevertheless, because of his great expanse of kingdom, the amount of gold was insufficient, and he was obliged to raise the taxes. So now they come and they say, ease the difficult labor, ease the heavy yoke your father put upon us, and then we will accept your authority, but under the present conditions, it's too hard for us to do so. So Rechavam says, you know what, come back in 3 days. He says, I need 3 days to think about this. He's going to now consult with his advisors, to ask his advisors, what should he do? So first he asks the older advisors. Asher hayu omdim lifnei Shlomo avi b'yosochai. He consults with those advisors who served King Shlomo when King Shlomo was alive. And he says, Eicha temno atzim. So what do you advise me to do? Lahashiv l'amazad davar. So Taka, what should I tell the people? Should I raise the taxes even more? Should I keep them down there? Or should I lower the taxes like the people are requesting that I do? He consults with what's known as the Zakenim. Now we know that Zakenim is an acronym. Rashi tells us this in Parshas Kedoshim, Sefer Vayikra, Perek Yates, when the Pasuk says, Mipnei Seva Takum, Vahadarta Pnei Zakein. We are talking about giving honor, not only giving honor and respect to an elderly person, elderly in years, but also one who has acquired the wisdom of Torah. Zakein is an acronym for Zashakanachachma, one who has acquired the wisdom of Torah. So first he asks the Zakenim, who are the elders of King Shlomo. Not only is Zakin an acronym for Zashakanachachma, however, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu advises us before he dies in Parshas Ha'azinu, Sha'al Avicha V'yagercha Zikeinecha V'yomrulach. If we really want advice and you'd want to know, such a strong Mr. Haskell, what path to take, it is better to ask those who are older and wiser and more experienced in the ways of the world. Asking the younger generation for advice is often not the best idea, as you're about to see is going to happen to Rechavam shortly. Asking the elders, those who have acquired the wisdom of Torah, and those who have acquired life experience will more often than not yield better results. So let's see, what do the elders say? So the elders say, you know what? It's a good idea. If you will be good to this people and appease them, they will be your servants and loyal. So Rechavam actually, says Rabbi Steinzeltz, required fewer expenditures than King Shlomo. And the older ministers advised him, you know what? Give in to their request, accede to their request. Perhaps these advisors were aware of the prevailing feeling of resentment among the people. We know that people do not like high taxes. They do not like when the government raises the taxes. They knew that this new king did not have so many expenses, so they say, you know what, it's okay, do what they want. However, Rechavam vaya'azov et atzat hazkenim asher ya'atzuhu. Rechavam abandoned the advice that the elders advised him. Vayiva'atz es hayeladim. And I find this incredibly impactful and significant. It doesn't say he asks the younger advisors, it specifically calls them yeladim. Now, yeladim generally means children, not even youth. It doesn't even say na'ar. He asks the children. That's indicating that they are going to give childish advice. So he goes to the yeladim, which is really unbelievable. And he says to the youthful advisors, the ones who, by the way, the pasuk says, asher gadlu ito, these children who grew up with him. So you see, it's a mentality of childlessness and immaturity. And he says to them, so what do you think? What's your advice? What should I do? The people came and they said, lessen the burden that your father placed upon us. Vayidabru ito hayiladim asher gadlu ito. The pasuk stresses, pasuk yud, that the yiladim, the children, it doesn't really mean that they were children. However, the this is how the Nach refers to them, the Kluvim refers to them, to give us an idea of how immature they were. And these children who grew up with him answered, you know what you should say to the people? Ko tomer aleihem. So you shall answer to the people. Katoni ava mimasne avi. My little finger is thicker than my father's waist. That's what you should tell. Waist, W-A-I-S-T. My little finger is thicker than my father's waist. What does this mean? My father was mighty, but I will be far more powerful. My father burdened you with a heavy yoke. I will add to your yoke. The king's youthful advisor, says Rabbi Adin Steinzeltz, were familiar only with Shlomo's firmly established rule. They assumed that Rechavim's authority was unshakable under any circumstances. Assumed. That's a very dangerous word. I grew up, my father's an attorney, he should live and be well. And there was an 11th proverbial dibra in our house, and that was thou shall never assume. And it's a good way to live your life. You shall never assume. Here, these youthful advisors assumed Rechavim's authority was unshakable under any circumstances. They don't anticipate what's about to happen. So, it was on the third day. Yeravam and all the people come back to Rechavim on the third day, just like the king told them, return to me on the third day. And what's going to happen? Vaya'anim ha-melech kasha. The king speaks harshly to them. And vaya'azov ha-melech Rechavim es atzas hazkenim. King Rechavim abandoned the advice of the elderly sages, and he spoke to them with the counsel of the youth. I will make your yoke heavy. I will add to your yoke. My father chastised you with whips. I will chastise you with barbed lashes. V'lo shama ha-melech el ha'am. That's very important for a leader, whether that's a parent or a teacher or a government official. It doesn't mean to always make your decision by what the people demand, but you need to listen to the people. That makes an effective leader. V'lo shama ha-melech el ha'am. The king did not listen to the people. However, the pasuk tells you something specific. I'm in pasuk tesvav. Ki ha'isa nisiba me'im ha'elokim. Laman hakim Hashem estivaro asher diber biyat achiyahu hashiloni al yeravam benavat. It was part of God's plan. It was a plan from before God, that so that Hashem could fulfill his word, which he spoke to, but she spoke to Achia Hashiloni about Yeravam ben Nevat. Rabbi Dean Steinzeltz writes, the prophecy is not cited here. It is recounted at length in Sefer Melachim Aleph. The prophet Achia the Shiloni informs Yeravam he would reign over Israel due to the foreign cults that infiltrated the kingdom during King Solomon's reign. So this is actually part of the plan of God. Rav Elimelech Biderman says, when you make a decision, you have Bechira Chavshis. After you make a decision, know that it's Ratzon Hashem. And I think that fits perfectly here. Rechavam was meant to broaden the interests of the people. He made his own decision. He had Bechira Chavshis, free will. He did the wrong thing in consulting with the Yeladim and listening to their advice. He should have listened to the Zakenim. Says Rav Maidach Biderman, when you make a decision, you have Bechira Chavshis. But after you make a decision, it's Ratzon Hashem. And we see that this is actually Ratzon Hashem to fulfill a prophecy that Yeravam would be ruler. Now, the people were not happy. V'chol Yisrael kilo shamah ha-melech lahem. The people were not happy. The king did not listen to them. They send back word to the king and they say, what share, what portion do we have in the son of King David? Vayedech kol Yisrael, sorry, I lost the place in the Nach for a minute. Vayedech kol Yisrael lo ohalav, and all of Israel went back to their own tents. What does this mean? Rabbi Dean Steinzeltz explains, the tribes of Israel declared the secession from the unified kingdom and their rejection of the central authority in Yehuda. There's going to be, we know that there was a split, and the people are not happy with Rechavam. And the children of Israel who lives in the land of Judah, Be'arei Yehuda, in the cities of Yehuda, Vayimlach aleim Rechavam. So now you have the territory of Yehuda, Malchus Yehuda, Rechavam rules over them, but all of Israel went back to their tents, and they secede from the unified kingdom. Now, Rechavim is going to collect taxes. He pretends like nothing happens. Pasuk Yirches, two psukim left to the parak. Vayishlach ha-melech Rechavim es hadoram asher al hamas. So he sends Hadoram, the tax collector, to collect the taxes. Now the people are not happy. Vayirgamu bo b'nei Yisrael evan vayamos. Look at this. Hadoram was an elderly, prominent individual. Rechavim clearly sent him to collect the taxes. He wanted to ignore the needs and the requests of the people entirely. Vayirgamu bo b'nei Yisrael aven vayimas. The children of Israel stone him, and he died. V'hamelech Rechavam hit ameitz laha'alop amerkava lanus Yerushalayim. King Rechavam, who saw this happen, hastened to mount his chariot to flee to Yerushalayim. Last pasuk of the perek. Vayivshu Yisrael beveis David ad hayom hazeh. Israel rebelled and sinned against the house of David to this day. So we do not have a very favorable impression of King Rechavam based on this perek from Divrei Hayamim. First of all, he made a mistake. He should have listened to the elders. He should not have consulted with the Yeladim for their immature decisions. A leader must listen to the people and figure out how to give in a little bit, to negotiate, so it's mutually beneficial if possible. And ultimately, Yerovam is going to have power because of the nevuah that Hashem wants to come to fruition. Says Rav Meilich Biderman, when you make a decision, you have Bechira Chafshis, but after you make it, it's Ratzon Hashem. Thank you for studying together with me, Lilui Nishmat Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef, Allah HaShalom. May her neshama have an aliyah and the merit of our learning today. I wish you a wonderful day, and Be'ezrat Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.